This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys. We're saving crackers when you need them. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, she wrote a book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I do have a copy of it. I did get that, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And she's paying very careful attention to what's going on in regards to January the 6th at the most unsuccessful, unarmed, stupid insurrection known. Because only the elderly and some Viking guy showed up for some Instagram pictures at that insurrection. Joining me now is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How are you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I've been paying a lot of attention to this since the first time you came on to talk about this stuff. And yes. the more I read into this and everything, and now I'm starting to see reports where FBI is being accused of working with Antifa and having informants seated in with Antifa and in with the Trump supporters, and they were actually actively taking part in the insurrection.
I can tell you this much.
Okay.
In the past week, three defendants pled guilty that we need to pay attention to because of the terms of their plea deal. So I'm focusing in, I'm zeroing in on the Oath Keeper defendants.
Right.
19 of them. And I use that term loosely because membership of these men and women in the Oath Keepers organization has not been established by the government. And it has not been commented on by the Oath Keepers organization. But the word I tend to use is tagged. So the 19 tagged as Oath Keepers, three of them signed off on plea deals this week that have been made public. So that's Caleb Berry, 20 years old out of Florida. That is Mark Grodz, 54 years old out of Alabama. And that is Graydon Young, 54 years old out of Florida. Each of the plea letters, about 13 pages long, single-spaced, highly technical legal language.
Same so let me language. Tell you the, was it one form copied?
Yes, same language, okay. Plus or minus a little bit of personalization based on the person. Paragraph number 9 for all of them is cooperation. Among the cooperation that the government is extracting from these men is participating in covert law enforcement activities going forward. And let me tell you what, Bill, listeners of Lock and Load, nobody is covering this. These plea agreements do not have an expiration date. You are talking about a life sentence. And giving the government papers the benefit of the doubt, they're not entitled to that under the Constitution, but giving them the benefit of the doubt for purposes of our discussion, the government is alleging these three men entered the Capitol grounds about an hour and a half into the melee, entered the Capitol building their own 2 feet, with no violence or destruction to get there, conducting no violence or destruction while they were in there, spending 4 minutes to about 14 minutes each. And the government has them signed off on a life sentence to cooperate with future investigations. Don't even have to be related to January 6th. Testifying at future cases that the government may deem relevant, subjecting to government-administered polygraphs, turning over a complete accounting of financial information, waiving their right to counsel at any interviews the government may conduct of them going forward,
right.
And, again, quote, participating in covert law enforcement activities. They have flipped these three men to work for the government for the rest of their life for free.
Well, can I ask you a question about this? Because I had read about this
I am steamed. I am steamed about this situation.
The first guy that I heard got sentenced was not affiliated with the Oath Keepers. And I think his sentence for the insurrection was 8 months.
Yes.
Now, to me, and, you know, I don't even know if I'd qualify to be a layman, but if somebody's getting charged with insurrection and whatever else they were charged with in the People's House, I would think that if you're found guilty of it and you don't have a plea deal or anything, 8 months does not sound like a fitting sentence for this just obvious, complete and total desperado. And then when you tell me about this thing with the other stuff, I mean, do we even know these gentlemen exist?
Well, it's a really good question, Bill, because my book completed its research end of April, which I'm very clear about right at the front of the book. You can continually go to my website for updates because I'm tracking all of this, including I have a free download of a PDF that's a case tracker that you can just download for free off 2ampatriot.com, my website. So the one gentleman, Graydon Young, I was already following because he had been indicted, charged, arrested, and then released between February 15th and April 1st. Okay, so he's on my radar. He exists. I have researched him. He's an actual person. But Caleb Berry suddenly comes out of nowhere. Mark Grodz comes out of nowhere when the DOJ issues their press releases that the media simply cuts and pastes without doing any research. And what we learn when they release those plea deals is they had those two men supposedly under seal of fear for their life. Now, listen, I have done some high-end, heavy-duty, put people in a hospital domestic violence cases. When you get something sealed by a court, you have to specify. And I mean, it is one of the most difficult motions to make. The date, the time, the person who made the threat, the nature of the threat has to be specific. The person who makes the threat has to be capable of carrying it out. The DOJ, 3-page nothing, motions to seal specify absolutely nothing. Zero, not a single allegation of how either Caleb Berry or Mark Grodz were in any way in danger that this could not have been done publicly. Worse, from a criminal law perspective, worse, these two guys waived their right to everything. It's not just that they took a plea. They waived their right to a grand jury. They waived their right to see any evidence and witnesses.
We're coming up on the first break, so here's my first question I want to ask you. Simply because I watched this movie one time called 3,000 Miles to Graceland, and the bail bondsman was he had a 1-800 phone number. So do these guys have do they call 1-800 Public Defend You or something for their attorney? Because it sort of sounds like they were given some really bad advice. And do they speak English? Because I can't imagine anybody taking this advice and saying, yeah, I think this is a good idea. But you hang on for me. Hang on for me, and let's talk about this when we get back. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law, about January the 6th. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Paloma Campana, attorney at law. So what about that? These guys, are they like functional illiterate? Are they blind and deaf and dumb and can't hear and stuff like this? Why would they take this advice and say yes to a plea of indentured servitude for the rest of their life?
I think that in general, there's a couple things going on right now in the country. I think people are fatigued, and in signing away on this, especially when a client is in the position of facing incarceration, facing monetary fines, you know, going through a major stressor, especially if they have no criminal history. And the DOJ does confirm none of these guys have any criminal history at all, zero criminal history points. If the attorney is not committed to the passion of the Constitution, if the attorney does not understand that these three defendants are a critical part of the DOJ's manipulation of the narrative of January 6th, and if they can't themselves take a part as an attorney in fighting the fight, this is what we're going to get. And the outcome here, to sort of get out of the legal sphere and get into the plain English, is these guys have also signed off on something called a statement of offense, where they tell the court, the DOJ drafts it, but it's supposed to tell the court what they did that they are guilty of. And what the DOJ drafted is language like this. Mr. Grodz forcibly entered the building believing that he was impeding the process set forth in the 12th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States and the statutes listed at 3 U.S.C. sections 15 through 18. I can tell you fact certain, and I would put $1,000 cash on the table, there is no way in hell Mark Grodz was thinking about either the 12th Amendment or three sections of the United States Code on January 6th. But you see, this is the DOJ narrative. They want to legally misinform the public, not just on the facts, but legally misinform the public. There is nothing in the 12th Amendment, there is nothing in 3 U.S.C. sections 15 to 18 that gives Congress the authority or the Senate the authority to seal themselves off from the American people when conducting the Electoral College. So for me, the legal question really begins, who closed the grounds? Who closed the grounds in the first place, and was it even simple trespass to put your feet on those grounds? Unfortunately, I just don't see attorneys going to bat on these issues in these cases, and it's not just these defendants. But when you get a plea deal that signs off on a narrative and signs off on the law in a way that is designed to validate a particular narrative, well, then the DOJ has turned into nothing but a bunch of politicians.
Yeah.
The attorneys are not even true to their own oath of being sworn in as an attorney, which came first, before they took their job, before they got their paycheck. The oath of attorney transcends any job you ever have as an attorney. And to me, I mean, I just put my hands up in the air when I saw these papers coming through. It has to be one of, in my personal opinion, the worst miscarriages of justice I have ever seen committed by attorneys in my 26 years.
So let me ask you this. With everything they've got going on at the moment, everything Yes. they're trying to do at the moment, is there any stopping them from an outside source? Can Congress do anything to influence this? Can they? I know they're trying to keep this front and center. We've got another House committee coming up where they're having the dueling Republican representatives, and Kinzinger and I guess Cheney will probably end up on it. I don't know if they have been picked, but whatever it is, they're not doing the people's business because they suck at it. So They're trying to do a little distraction and try to keep this alive. And can, I mean, is all of this going to boil down to, is this going to be an election issue?
It's bigger and different, I think, than an election issue. I am not going to be shy to say that when President Trump was running the judiciary branch with various case filings, I didn't see it. I mean, I looked at as many of the papers as I could, and I just didn't. There was nothing that gave me something to sink my teeth into to say, wow, he's got a good argument. I look forward to this going to trial. That's just me as an attorney. I don't want all of your listeners, you know, going bananas on your end of the phone. But me as an attorney, right, I'm looking at the legal papers and I'm saying, did the judges fail President Trump? I didn't see the guts I wanted to see. Okay, but fast forward to, you know, Tuesday night of this week, so just a couple of days ago, and as I'm looking through these plea deals, and I'm looking at how the DOJ is using these three defendants. And by the way, the first person who signed the plea deal was actually a woman, by the way, last name Morgan Lloyd. She signed off on May 27, and her plea deal has something very similar, right? They had her sign language that includes only authorized people are allowed inside the U.S. Capitol. And the crowd was not lawfully authorized to enter or remain in the building. Okay, so they had this one woman who took, like, a couple of selfies with her girlfriend, right? This one woman saying the entire crowd is guilty of crime, of a law that the DOJ doesn't even cite. The DOJ does not even cite a law in her papers to say that the Capitol was sealed. So it's bigger and different to me than elections.
Well, hang on for me. Hang on for me.
Power. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. But I'll explain why I'm asking if this would be an election issue. How do they find? Where? What's the name of your fine antique shop, if you would?
The antique shop is Downton Antiques in Beaufort, North Carolina. The website is 2ampatriot.com. Much easier way to find me at the moment.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar are calling on President Biden to change border and immigration rules. Graham joining Fox News and explaining why he thinks the current border policy is hypocritical.
I can't go to Canada or Europe as an American citizen under the Biden plan, but 1.2 million people from the unvaccinated world can cross the U.S. border and be released in large part into the United States.
The Senate is advancing a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senators are moving to the next stage of consideration as more than a dozen Republicans join Democrats to advance it. Amendments can be offered, but the actual text of the bill hasn't been revealed. USA Radio News. President Biden says the nation's resources are again being stretched by raging wildfires. Meeting with several governors, Biden citing extreme heat and prolonged droughts.
Since our last meeting, the number of large, uncontained wildfires has nearly doubled to 66 of those fires. The number of firefighters on the job to battle them has tripled.
Crews in Pennsylvania and New Jersey are cleaning up after tornadoes left a trail of damage, one touching down near Benslem, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia. The twister ripping through a car dealership and mobile home park, flipping over vehicles and blowing down power lines.
It just looked like a TV show. It just looked like a bomb went off. I mean, it's gone. You know, I've been doing this for 34 years. I never saw that kind of devastation from a storm.
Benslem Fire Chief Frederick Haran. Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 149 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capana, and we were talking about, and let me set the stage for you.
Yes.
Biden came in, and I mean, Biden did, I don't know, like 100 executive orders to undo a bunch of stuff that Trump had done.
Yeah.
Which, as far as I could tell, was sort of unprecedented.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that, for that to be his first act, he didn't try anything legislatively. He just went that route. So
I agree with you. Yeah.
Obviously, pure partisan politics has become the rule of the day at that particular point. And do you think the next, like, whether it's President Trump or maybe want to be President DeSantis, do you think whoever it is that gets the Republican nod should be coming in here as part of his plan? And, you know, with Trump, that means he would do it. Hopefully Trump gets better advice the next time and makes better choices. But comes in as part of the campaign and says, I'm going to look at every prosecution, every conviction having to do with January the 6th. And I'm going to make sure that this, if there has been a miscarriage of justice, we are going to right the wrong. Do you think that would be a campaign issue?
If I were running myself for the White House, I would make known that the pardon process is open to defendants who have pled facts beyond the scope of their personal knowledge and law of which they are not attorneys or judges.
Right.
Absolutely. This is not how criminal proceedings are conducted. And we know the whole thing started with Michael Sherwin, an attorney in Washington, D.C., at the DOJ, who went on 60 Minutes and proclaimed their shock and awe campaign to charge as many defendants as possible before Inauguration Day. Well, Mr. Sherwin is not at the DOJ anymore. Funnily enough, he slid out the back door. The DOJ announced they were abandoning, they were not going to be pursuing their internal ethics investigation against him. And he's now off at a private firm in Washington, D.C. Guess what? Making money who are defending themselves against the federal government. This is the kind of morass that is now the United States Department of Justice.
See, on the one hand, I think this kind of thing needs to come out. On the other hand, one of the things that I have forecast possibly happening in the United States, probably in cities like Seattle and Portland, where the mayor and the police, you know, the mayor makes the police stand down, and then the Antifa and BLM run roughshod over these guys who are actually doing terrorist acts versus what happened on January the 6th, is that one day soon, a bunch of very fearful residents in these cities are going to suddenly arm up, and they're going to meet these guys in the middle of the street. There's not going to be a referee because the cops aren't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a categorical slaughter. Because there's going to be no rules of engagement or nothing. They will probably shoot some of them, their own people, along the way. It's going to be very, very chaotic. Once that happens, I believe that will create a cascade.
Let's take it provocatively in the exact opposite direction. Let's rewind to January 6th, and let's pretend that one of the city council members from Portland, from Minneapolis, is actually in Congress and has a key to the door of the Capitol building.
Okay.
And just as she did in her home city, she steps out and she says, come. This is the people's house. And she unlocks the door. And these approximately 800 people, I'm quoting now the FBI in terms of numbers. People don't go crazy telling me it was a million. It never was, right? These approximately 800 people enter the Capitol building, and guess what they do? They go into the gallery. They shout. They throw tomatoes, right? They do whatever they want to do in the witnessing act of the progression of the Electoral College, which, by the way, 13 U.S.C. Section 15 through 18, since DOJ is so hot on that section, allows 5 days for the completion of that process. What outcome if the American people had been permitted to personally witness those boxes being open? What outcome if we had not been told, you are not permitted to come here, we are only permitted to come here? This is now turning into the England that we are forgetting of our ancestors.
Right.
I mean, the Capitol is not a castle. Is this not the people's house as equally as the City Hall, where the City Hall member turned her key, let 1,000 people in, they had their whole discussion, their bullhorns and everything, and then they left? Why were we not permitted in? And this is what I mean, that if the Second Amendment is going to grow and become robust, we have got to start ponying up the money, and we have got to build an organization like the NAACP, like the ACLU, like Amnesty International, where we actually have attorneys committed to these issues as a matter of law and constitution, who can represent defendants like Caleb Berry, Mark Groz, and Graydon Young, so that we don't have this outcome.
Right.
That's right. The choice that we're looking at right now. And to me, listen, can I predict who will be the next president? I mean, right now, I might put $100 down on Senator Lee from Utah, but nobody heard me say that, right? But much more difficult for me, one person, Paloma Capana, to be able to influence a presidential election. But can we as people put our heads and our wallets together and create a group of attorneys? Well, heck, Farm Workers of America did it. Social Workers of America did it. The Communist Party USA did it. Is there some reason Second Amendment supporters will spend $70 on a brick of 22 and won't give $30 to a group like the Second Amendment Foundation or to originate a group that would have attorneys that can go in that can represent these guys?
Yeah, that's always been a good question for me. I get that. But then again,
not to put you on the spot, Bill, but I just thought, you know, I'd get to the elephant in the room, which is, you know, yes, like me, you know, I'm looking at the attorneys representing, and I don't want to pick on any one of the attorneys. Look, some of these guys have got 20 and 30 years of experience. I'm not saying they're incompetent. It's just there's a difference between an attorney who has a day job and an attorney who is committed to a cause.
Well, you know, that thing right there now, on the other hand, while you're trying to be fair, and I completely get it, on the other hand, we'll talk about this in the next segment, but I believe in the Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? And some of these guys that exist and coast on their laurels and their past exploits, if they don't actually want to be proactive and perform, they should think about quitting while they're ahead. But you hang on for me, if you would be so kind.
Not going anywhere. It's lock and load.
There you go. The name of Paloma's antique shop, if you want to visit that while you're in Beaufort, North Carolina, is called Downton Antique. Named after Downton Abbey, I somewhat suspect. I think you've already told me that before. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver. Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking to Paloma Capana about January the 6th, and I want to ask you a question before we get too deep into this, simply because of some recent revelations that have come about. So the FBI is the one doing all of this plea bargaining and flipping people and getting informants and everything. Is that correct? Could we turn Paloma up? There you go. Are you there?
Yes. Okay. I can hear you.
Yes. Okay.
So Department of Justice, yes, working hand-in-hand with the FBI, yes.
So the FBI, right now the revelation that's coming out is that they were complicit in the plot to kidnap the Michigan governor.
Oh, yes. Right? At least 12 informants. Yes. And
right.
The allegations made by those defense attorneys are that it was actually the FBI informants who really hatched and accelerated the plan. So not that they were even, like, passively sitting in the room going, okay, I second that motion. Right? They're leading the charge themselves, and so the defense attorneys are also going to be making claims of entrapment, which is good. I mean, and this is where, I'm an equal opportunity reader. I will read anything that has to do with the FBI and its tactics, and I've been that way since I was a teenager in the early 80s in high school. So for me, I look at things like FBI informants, and I know that is standard operating procedure. I don't have any trouble with this. This is what they do. Just ask Earth Liberation Front, Animal Liberation Front. I mean, just wind your way through the last several decades of just my life. I don't even have to go back to the House Un-American Committee and, you know, what all was going on at that time in American history. I've just got, you can't simply look at the Second Amendment. You really have to look at this as an issue of people versus government. And where are those boundaries? How do they need to be set? What are we willing to tolerate? Bad enough we've got so-called smartphones, which everybody really needs to just throw in the river. We really do need to define what is considered acceptable behavior not a law enforcement question. Boy, we've got enough cases about law enforcement. I'm talking about the FBI.
Well, my question would be this. Mm-hmm. So these FBI informants that were active participants in this
kidnapping plot
right? for Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah.
They're saying that they were actively involved in quite the organizational way.
Yes.
Would that be considered criminal conspiracy? Is that breaking the law? Or is it because they're informants and it's the FBI? Does their qualified immunity, does it take it to such a stratospheric level that they can break the law and say, well, we were in the middle of an operation, yeah, we broke a few eggs, but when you're going to make an omelet, you know how it goes.
Well, and that's where I'm back to the whole question of attorneys and defendants committing themselves to the bigger issues that are at hand. So, you know, even if I look at BuzzFeed, who supposedly, you know, broke this story, which really was the defense attorneys breaking the issue and then them reporting it. Anyway, you know, look at their captions. Members of the armed extremist group, Wolverine Watchmen. You know, the word extremist is in here like 20 different times, and they want to boil it down to associated with the 3%ers extremist movement, right? I mean, we don't even have media anymore. All that we have is commentary all over the place.
Right.
So definitely we are talking about needing a culture shift in our country, because we the people have to start saying, okay, news, report the news. Right, give us the information so that we can actually think about these issues, discuss these issues, define these boundaries. And then again, back to the Second Amendment movement, we have to make a decision that when somebody gets charged, we've got to start getting behind people so that when there is a defendant who wants to be making motions to dismiss, motions to suppress evidence, motions to challenge the constitutionality of a statute, we help them get it done. We don't say,
right.
Well, you know, the Oath Keepers were really always pretty off the wall, and Stuart Rhodes was never really my cup of tea, so it's not me. I don't care, right? Which is the attitude that's out there. We can't have that attitude anymore.
Well, I mean, that's under the presumption these guys are Oath Keepers, right?
For any of them. I'm just using Oath Keepers as an example. Absolutely,
okay.
Because even the government's own papers will say that a couple of them simply emailed their application form the day before January 6th. So don't tell me that's an Oath Keeper. I don't even know that the $30 was sent through PayPal. I mean, the government's papers are so flimsy against these 19 people that two of the guys, the Caleb Berry and the Mark Grodz, who had been under seal, they do not even bother to make the allegation that they were members. But the DOJ official press release for immediate release, right, July 20, 2021, affiliate of the Oath Keepers pleads guilty to conspiracy and breaching the Capitol on January 6th. Their own papers do not even connect him to the Oath Keepers. But their headline does, and that's what the newspapers ran with.
It just seems so convenient that they got these three guys. They have the commonality of having one form filled out with I state your name and everybody stating their name. And then they all filled out their application the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, joining the Oath Keepers is not like getting the bonus card at your grocery store. It's not automatic. I mean, I think there's an acceptance process you have to go through because
supposedly a vetting, but look, I mean, I'm telling you, if you look into the allegations made against the individual defendants. I got it laid out in my book. I peel the sentences out of hundreds of pages of legal papers, right, so that you've got it there. But, you know, what do I think really happened with a couple of them? I think they heard that the Oath Keepers could get closer to the president for his rally, and they wanted to be closer. And so, you know, threw the $30 in, and somebody said, oh, yeah, you know, you're vetted, you're fine. It's not like they did background checks on anybody, right? And then the one guy that the government alleges is a lifetime member of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes handed him a hat at an event at his store. I mean, the government's charges, and I also lay it out as well, is based on the clothes these people are wearing. So any of you who are listening who might have an Oath Keepers T-shirt, guess what? The DOJ thinks you're an active participant in whatever conspiracy they're cooking up to take over the United States.
Wow, that sounds just like what happened the other day to Black Rifle Coffee Company. Anyway, before we run out of time here, we need to revisit this like in the next week or so. As you need to contact me as new things come up, and we need to keep on hammering on this. And in the meantime, while you're sitting out there thinking about, well, we need to have something like this, maybe we could get some other attorneys involved in this and figure out a structure and that kind of thing. That kind of, you know, just for something to do.
I'm in. I mean, I'm more than 40 hours a week plus on this issue at the moment, simply because it has to be done. So in a large sense of the term, since January 6th, when it started running on TV, and I saw the first station pinning it on the Oath Keepers, I was like, here we go. They figured out that they are not going to be able to repeal the Second Amendment. They have figured it out that they are not going to be able to disarm Mr. and Mrs. America. Thank you,
yep.
Senator Feinstein.
Yep.
So what they're going to do is put us in jail.
Well, we'll see how that goes for them. I kind of think that may be a little bit more than they can chaw. You get ready to circle back to me next week, please, ma'am, before we run out of time. And
I will. You're amazing and an inspiration.
Oh, thank you. What's the name of the website again?
2ampatriot.com. For those of us who lie awake at night trying to figure out if we've done enough for the Second Amendment.
I like it. I like it a lot. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for everybody tuning in.
Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.